Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. Continuously hearing updates back behind me, getting information from the hurricane hunters, heroes going into this storm, Hurricane Laura, a powerful storm, winds 140 miles an hour. The pressure down to 948 millibars, as we're hearing from the hurricane hunter. So let's start our briefing looking at this satellite here. You can see the eye right around the center. You can also see the blue areas that the hurricane hunters are flying into the center. They're getting the lowest pressure back to our building to be able to look at those updates. But they're also looking at the radius of the tropical storm force winds, the radius of the hurricane force winds. They're helping us with the structure and looking at this storm. So great information that we're getting. The impact's already reaching the coast. We were looking at the radar and seeing some of these rain bands already impacting portions of Louisiana and also into Texas. This is the Lake Charles radar, Lake Charles right there. It's the center of the storm. You can see the eye even on radar. And look at this large rain band where we've had some tornado warnings in southeast Louisiana associated with this. So some of those impacts already are reaching the coast. Looking at this forecast that we have, the latest information we have is still looking at the timing of a major hurricane making landfall overnight tonight. So a nighttime landfall, a dangerous situation, especially being at nighttime where you can't see what's going on. But hopefully we have everybody out of these areas. So, you know, we still have some daylight to be able to do that. Real important that we do. Size of the storm, there's those tropical storm force winds around the center. Latest that I'm showing here, about 175 miles from the center. The hurricane force wind stretching out about 70 miles from the center. So that's, you know, a dangerous situation associated with the wind and even inland. You know, a strong storm like this, it takes a while for those winds to come down. So even moving north into portions of East Texas and right on the border between Louisiana and Texas, 7 a.m. Thursday, still a hurricane and even a tropical storm moving into Arkansas. So you take that wind, you take the rainfall, and you can see down power lines, you can see trees down, a dangerous situation, not just on the coast, but even stretching inland. So these rainfall totals, you see 5 to 10 inches of rain, maybe some areas getting anywhere up to 15 inches of rainfall. So you can see this rain stretching well northward up into Arkansas. So dangerous situation according to looking at those rainfall totals. But the storm surge, this is where we really got to spend a little bit of time here. These values are so significant. You look at Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge, 10 to 15 foot of storm surge from, you know, you look over at Sabine Lake, Sea Rim State Park, well over to Intracoastal City, Louisiana. It's just a lot of storm surge. Johnson Bayou, Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 10 to 15 in areas, but 15 to 20 foot of storm surge in that area. That is not survivable. You got to get out. The clock is ticking. You got a little bit more time to get out. If the local officials have told you to leave that area, you have to really listen to them and find a safe place to be, because this isn't just coastal, it's well inland. If you look at storm surge, even getting north of I-10, storm surge could reach the Calcasieu River, Calcasieu Basin up here, 50 miles away from the Gulf of Mexico. So even if you're not on the coast, watch out for that storm surge. If you're in those areas they tell you to leave, you got to get out. So this has been the latest update from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Laura.